And we are live. Janita, it's all yours.
Okay. Are you not going to say the date and the time and your usual
And look,
start?
I am the guest. I am for once, I don't have to do anything except do as I'm told to do. So I am completely at your disposal. I am not the mayor. I am not anything in Breda except trying to improve my English with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So it is the 18th of June and it is now 5 minutes past eight on a Wednesday evening. For me, it's 5 minutes past eight. For Sarah, I think it's 5 minutes past nine. And I think Frank and, yes, Frank and Janka has the same time. Okay. So let me introduce everyone to each other. I am Janita, also known as Fruit Loop. Then we have Frank. He's also known as the mayor in Breda. Janka, I haven't met you before. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And then we have Sarah. She's from Saudi Arabia. I'm from South Africa. Frank and Janka, both from France.
Exactly.
Yes, I think I got everything. You usually do this, and now you throw me into the deep end.
Welcome to the club, my dear.
That's
Okay.
okay. Okay, so we are going to talk about phobias and fears today. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen with you. There we go. And I just want
And
to move you a little bit out of the
oh,
way.
story of our we you know guys, we constantly get moved here, yeah, so
Yes. Okay. So let's start with who wants to guess or who can tell me what is the difference between a phobia and a fear? Bianca? Oh, Sarah? Okay.
yes, I can try. I think phobia is like a real condition, medical condition. We can find it as a condition. But fears, we have a lot of fears of different things. It's not necessarily that big, maybe a small fear about little unimportant thing. Both can be fixed in way or another.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Janka, what do you think? What is the difference between a phobia and a fear?
Well, phobia is something that can be actually diagnosed, I think. Yeah, I would say that's the main difference, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Frank, what is your opinion?
I would say that a phobia is something medical. Yeah, so that ties in with what Janka says. There are probably ways to cure it. Fears are something more emotional, not always rational. And it may actually never be curable. In some cases, it can be treated. Fear of flying, I think there are certain ways to get around that. But basically, if you're a f have a fear of something, you're basically stuck with it for most of your life.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
So I did include a little bit about phobias and fears. So a fear is our natural response to a real danger or a threat, like a snake or a dog that is chasing you. That is your natural response to this fear. You will either run away or you will get a fright. And this fear helps to keep you safe. Okay. It triggers your flight and fl fight and f fight response, your flight and fight response with this specific fear. So if the dog is chasing you, you're either going to face the dog or you are going to run away. Okay, so that is how the fear keeps you safe, but it's also connected to emotions, definitely. And a phobia is more extreme and irrational. Sometimes it's something that's not even dangerous. I've heard of people who's afraid of like circle patterns.
Good God.
Yes. Okay, so they are scared of these circle patterns, and there's quite a lot of people who's afraid of this, and it's completely irrational. So imagine I'm wearing a polka dot dress, and someone is scared of me because of my dress. There's actually also a phobia name for it. I can't remember it now, but there is a real name for this phobia as well. And a phobia causes a panic attack or an anxiety attack. You have the same symptoms as a panic attack or an anxiety attack. And a person who has a phobia for something, even if they just see a picture of it, let's say a phobia for spiders, if they see a picture for the spiders, they will obviously go into a panic mode for this fear of the spider. So the main difference is a fear is usually normal and it's also helpful, but a phobia can interfere with your daily life or your daily routines. There's people who has extreme social phobias and they are so scared of things they don't even want to go outside. And they do need treatment for that. So the moment that a phobia interferes with your daily routine or with your daily life, then you need medical treatment and you need help in that case. But then it turns into something extreme, something irrational. Okay. It's
Thank you for that. That's really good,
a
actually.
pleasure.
That's
Some extra information. Okay. So now I want you to tell me, what are you afraid of and how bad is your fear? Is it a phobia? Is it just a fear? And then I included some scary pictures. Yes, Frank?
Ronald McDonald is scary.
That's a clown, just a clown.
Ah, okay.
There's people who has fears for clowns as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I think it comes from the scary movies.
Ah.
Like It, maybe. Sarah, tell me about your fear. What are you afraid of and how bad is your fear?
So I have like one fear, but it's only one. I'm not that difficult, but I'm not sure if it's phobia or not. So I have that fear of closed area that I cannot get out of it, like a plane. So it's fine if I am in a room or in the car because I know I can bark and get out of it. But like, and if I am an airplane, I cannot get out of it. So this kind, when I'm thinking about it in that moment, it's caused me like uncomfortable feeling. Also, I can't breathe very well, and I'm trying to not think about it a lot, so that will help to not go more extreme. But yes, this is like I feel like it's like a level zero of phobia.
Okay. What about a lift?
No, it's fine. Lift
Oh,
sound
that's
because it's
fine.
very quick and it's matter of like a second. Yeah, it's not like traveling more than 2 to 3 hours or more. So yeah,
Okay.
and actually I faced that after COVID. We went to Bali in Indonesia, so it's more than 12 hours flighting. So no way, I need to stop that or. I need to stop like all my thinking. So in the beginning, I felt a little bit tired and unconscious, and also I need to breathe more. But I try to like play some game, read a book, so thinking about other things, not just I'm stuck in this place, and it's worth that.
Okay. And do you take any medication when you know that you have a long
No.
flight?
Yeah, no, not really.
Okay. Janka, do you have anything that you are afraid of, and how bad is your fear?
Actually, I thought we were going to say the same thing, but I'm very s scared, if that's the word, of like tight spaces, very small spaces like caves or just getting stuck, you know? But I don't go to caves that often. Normally, in a normal daily life, it's for example, when I put on some clothes that are small. Or like a sweater or something, and just the feeling of taking it off and being not being able to to take it off easily. That's a phobia of mine.
Okay.
I think that would be it. I don't know if I have any other fears worth mentioning.
So
Maybe
it
some
does.
bugs or spiders, but I wouldn't call it a phobia. It's a fear and
Just a
disgust.
fear. Okay. Yes. And like, is it just tight spaces or small spaces as well? Like a lift, for example.
Tight spaces, I would say.
Tight
Yeah.
spaces. Okay.
Once I found this, I don't know if it was on Instagram or probably Instagram, like reels of showing like diagrams of how people got stuck in caves and
Yes.
how they people weren't able to take them out. That was horrible.
Okay. How do you feel about a sleeping bag?
No, thank you.
Okay. 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 Yeah, because obviously you feel a little bit stuck in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
The reason I'm asking about the sleeping bag is because when I was younger, I actually thought about this 2 days ago, because my son's room is very, very cold. And my mom used to give me and my sister each a sleeping bag that we will climb into the sleeping bag into our beds at night to stay warm. And then you are nicely tucked in with your blankets as well.
No.
Oh, that does trigger some sort of questions. What happened if you had to sort of get out of bed in a hurry? Maybe you had to go to the bathroom. Was that you've got to
You
fight your
take
way?
the sleeping bag with you.
You know, you're fighting your way. Okay, so you're sort of like a ghost jumping up and down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I would do sometimes, I would open the zip. I would open the zip halfway. And then I would sleep like that because sometimes it would be too hot, which is not a bad thing in winter. But I would open the zip halfway. And I also had a dog that used to sleep with me in my bed. And my sister had a cat. I don't know what she did with the cat. That's fine. But the dog would always climb into the sleeping bag with me. And during the night, he wants to get out of the sleeping bag because he's too hot then. So that is why I would open it halfway. So for me to get out of bed quickly, that's no problem. I don't know what my sister did. So there was a little bit of a backup plan to not get stuck in your sleeping bag.
Okay. I've heard a lot, but this one sort of, you never stop learning. Okay. Lovely. So,
You can try it in your winter.
Anita, we have something called central heating.
Oh, yes. We
And
don't.
I'm getting a delivery of 1,300 liters of heating oil tomorrow, which will
Okay.
carry me through half the winter. Yeah. So,
Okay.
But
That helps a lot.
then our winters are a touche colder than your winters. I mean,
Yes,
you
yes.
can't. It's only the nights that are really cold with you. Just
Yes.
everything else is reasonable. It's warmer than here.
Yes, like today as well. Today we had 20 degrees outside. The wind started blowing because we are expecting another cold front over the weekend. So the wind was a bit chilly today. It was really, really chilly, but the sun was nice and all the washing is dried.
Janka, I mean, Sarah could join us as well. Janka, shall we demoralize Janita a bit with our heat wave that we're having at the moment?
Oh, you don't even bring it up. I can't stand this weather. It's
Oh.
becoming worse and worse every year.
It's going to be a scorcher on Sunday, so that'll be good. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
Frank, what are you afraid of, and how bad is your fear?
Well, I've actually got two. So the first one, it goes back to when I was about 18, 17, 18, something like that. And I watched, I don't know why I watched it, because we didn't have a TV, but for some reason, I watched a film called The Day of the Triffids, which is a John Wyndham story. And it's sort of a sci-fi horror combination. And a triffid is a very small plant. And in this story, these plants grew to human height, and they had nothing better to do than to eat humans. And
Okay.
for some unknown reason, I watched this movie, and then sort of being the youngest in the family and the only child, my mother would say, "Could you please?" No, she didn't say please. She said, "Could you take the rubbish down to the rubbish parts?" Yeah. And the block of flats we were living in at the time, so this was all in Sydney in Australia, they had underground car parks. So I actually had to go down into the car park and then go to a special room where all the rubbish bins were kept. And I was terrified, because I thought there would be this triffid lurking behind a car who was dying of hunger, and it was going to gobble me up, and that would be the end of my life. Needless to say, 50 years later, I'm still sitting here, so I haven't met the triffid. That said, I have a fear of horror movies. I do not watch horror movies. I'm not a great fan of fantasy, so I have never, except for one, I have never seen a Harry Potter film. I have never read, or I read the first few chapters of the first Harry Potter book that came out, and I thought, well, this doesn't really do anything to me, so I put it away. So, I have never been in touch with all this Harry Potter scenario. Yeah. And this sort of has kept me until today. Yeah. So anything that's sort of like gunky, gory, the irony of the story is that when my first wife gave birth to our daughter, of course I was there, and I sort of thought that, this was going to be a pretty unsightly scene. Yeah. It wasn't the easiest of births. That said, the fear of the imagination of it actually all, taking place, I'm not going to go into details, is overridden by the magic of it all. Yeah. So
Yes.
that's the one fear I have. The other one, it's not actually a fear, because I think it can be solvable. I have the fear that I will never, ever in my life see or taste a savory eclair.
Well, you have to come to Strasbourg, or maybe at the barbecue.
Well, I'm behind the barbecue. I'm actually at the barbecue, Janka. So I will exchange a sausage or whatever we're going to do for a savory eclair.
I'm gonna try to bring as many as I can and some savory for you as well.
Yeah. So my, as you see, look, there's my savior. Yeah. Janka has
Yes.
got rid of my fear. Yeah. But Janka, at some other point, we have to talk about this. Yeah. Because I'm still,
Yes, sure.
and I will come to the, are you in the rue, Grande Rue, or are you in Les Halles?
I'm at both
Okay. So I'll,
hinges.
okay, I will have to tell you for ask you first where you are, so I can spend my small fortune. Anyway, so those are my two fears. One is a bit of a joke, and the other one is actually for real.
Okay. So I have to say, I feel the same about horror movies. I don't watch them. My sister used to force me to watch them with her. We watched a couple of really gory movies. The Hills Have Eyes was one of them, and that is where I decided I'm never going to watch these things again. Yes. But she liked them very much, and then she started watching them alone because I refused. And then I did actually watch a horror movie with my husband. It was It. I've never seen It, but my husband saw it, and then he suggested that maybe we should watch it. It wasn't that bad, but I didn't like
Well, I mean, come on, he's there to protect you and to hold you when,
it.
you know, he's got a duty to protect and comfort his wife when it gets really, really heavy. Yeah. I mean,
Yes.
I think he.
I did have quite a few scares that I jumped in my seat, but that's okay. I made
Okay, congratulations. Yeah.
You know what? I consider this movie, I'm sorry for all the fans, it's not a horror movie. Actually, it's a disgusting movie. This is a real thing, yes. So I watch a movie that I consider the best horror movie for me. It's called The Others for Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, this is actually the real horror movie. No blood, no like screaming and something come to your face. No, it's I actually I recommend you to see it. Maybe you will change your idea. But these kind of things, It and Devil Have Eyes and these kind of things, it's a disgusting movie. It's unreal.
Yes.
I know it's like something happened in real, like in Texas or I don't know where, but it's a rare and it's not, we should not like do it as a movie. So it's like something that great. So, yeah.
But it is disgusting with all the fake blood.
It's,
And I actually
yes.
watched the making of one of the movies that I watched with my sister. I don't want to go into details, but let's just say there was a fake body hanging and a knife slicing the body in half, and then everything fell out, guts
Yeah.
and everything. And I watched the making of this. So they showed how they used this doll and how they made the fake insides and how they had it like pulled it out basically. So it looks like it's everything is dropping to the floor. Okay. But that's not a fear of mine. But very, very different scenes. Okay. So there's different kinds of phobias, and each of phobias have different names. I do have a list, but I think I want to get to the Fruit Loopy questions. One thing that something that I know for some strange reason is arachnophobia.
Oh, do tell, come on.
So there's a game show or like a quiz. I can't remember what they call it, but there's a quiz every morning that I listen after I drop my son off from school. And they just ask random questions every day. There's 10 questions, and they can win, or the people can win some money if they answer the questions correct. And one of the questions that they always, always repeat is, what is the fear of spiders called? And I would shout at the people in the car, it's arachnophobia, because they don't know. And I don't know how I know this or where I heard it, but many, many years ago, I picked up the word and I know it's the fear for spiders.
Does anybody remember, oh, what is his name? Alice Cooper. So this is going back quite a few years.
Like the singer, the
Since,
artist.
yes, the artist, yeah.
Yes.
You've heard of him, yeah. And
Yes.
he had a song, which was very, very blood curdling, yeah. And this is where I learned arachnophobia, because the song was called Black Widow. I think it was one of his greatest success songs, or his, I would say greatest hits, but certainly most successful. And he sort of really sort of would pronounce this arachnophobia. And it would really make your blood curdle. Yeah.
I haven't heard that one. I'm
No.
going to listen to it later.
Yeah. YouTube will, I'm sure will have it. Yeah.
Or Spotify.
Or Spotify.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So let's do. Okay, that's quite similar. Okay. So the first Fruit Loopy question: if you could create a funny phobia, what would it be called and what would it mean? So I have one example here. It's called soccer phobia, and it's the fear of missing socks. Okay, so you can think of your own funny phobia that you create, a made-up phobia. What would it be called and what would it mean?
Welcome, Yanka, to the Fruit Loopy questions.
I
They
was afraid of those.
are magic.
Are not that bad.
No, I'm saying that they are, if you think about them, they are highly intelligent questions, yeah.
Yes.
Because it really makes you think. A learning phobia, the fear of learning.
Okay, learner phobia. We can call it learner phobia, the fear of learning. Or maybe forget, something with forget or
Yes,
work.
a forgettophobia. Yeah, that would be good.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I had something similar in mind, but I went to French for inspiration
That's
and
okay.
I named it oubliphobia, which means oubliphobia. Fear of phobia of forgetting something you really want to remember, like a nice memory.
Okay.
That was my phobia.
Or I could maybe by Sunday develop a magical eclairophobia, that I will just suddenly have a fear of eclairs, yeah, because they could, you know, they could, you could really become imaginative, and they could sort of like open up like a crocodile or an alligator mouth, yeah. And then
Plant
the
eating
and then and
people.
then and then the crème anglaise or the custard inside would shoot out at you. So that brings the horror element into it, and then it sort of eats you up, and you just disappear. Yeah. So that could be the eclairophobia. So
Wow. That's very creative.
I will have to treat on I will have to treat this on with care on Sunday, Yanka. Sarah, just to put you into the picture, Yanka and I belong to the same association club, and we're having a very big barbecue on Sunday. So that's why I keep referring to this.
Yes.
So eclairophobia. There we are. That's it. I have an eclairophobia. It can only be cured by eating them, I think. Please. Face your fears.
Maybe I told Yannick about that, Yannita. So I went to Paris last like a few months ago.
Oh.
So by chance, I tried that, yeah, because we have it a lot here in Saudi Arabia. Actually, we can eat it every like single day. But no, the one in the Paris was really different. So I thought I want to have some to give it to my mom. So I went to the same bakery. I don't know even the name of it, but it's a small one. It's just like, so there are no dine-ins, just to wait in the queue and taking your order and go. Unfortunately, it's not opening on Sunday. And my flight was on Sunday. So it's actually in my list. So I want to visit again Paris and to visit the same shop and try it again. It was delicious.
Was it, Sarah, was it the savory eclairs or was it a sweet eclair?
No, it's sweet. Sweet. I
Sweet,
don't know if
okay.
they have a savory, but it's sweet. And they have like
Oh,
other things.
only our
Other.
shop.
Yeah, maybe we've tried.
Sarah, did you go to, where did you go? Did you go to Fauchon, or where did you buy this eclair?
It. I think this shop in the Champs-Élysées.
Champs-Élysées. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. There's an eclair shop on Champs-Élysées. I must visit it.
It's hidden in the like it's hidden, not that obvious. So I try I search in Google for a bakery and I just go by walk. It's like a hidden a secret bakery, but I found it by chance, but certainly can't.
Okay, well, Sarah, next time you come to France, you have to come to where Janka and I live in our area, and then
Sure.
you have to look for the Grande Rue number 111, and then you will find, I don't know, maybe the best eclairs in all of France. I wouldn't want to say that, but there you go.
Sure, maybe next year. I loved actually this city.
Oh,
We have
okay.
a shop in Paris as well.
Ah,
Shop
okay.
in what?
In Paris.
Ah,
Yes.
yeah.
Okay.
So Sarah told me all about her European travels on Monday to
Yes.
Austria and to Amsterdam and all over Europe.
Wow. Probably seen more than we have. Okay.
Yes. Sarah, can you think of a funny phobia?
I hope it's not a real phobia, not a real condition, but I will say sweet phobia, so that not eating a lot of sweets for health.
Okay.
And I hope I have this phobia to eat sweet. I can't.
So you don't want this phobia because you have a sweet tooth.
Yes.
Yes. A sweeter phobia.
So you're not going to share the baklava, are you?
Sorry?
You're not going to share the baklava, Sarah, are you? This Almondy pastry, very sweet Almondy pastry. Baklava. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Baklava. Yes, but I don't like it a lot. It's very, very sweet.
Good.
I like more clear tart. I love tarts, actually.
Okay.
So I like anything with strawberry and berries, this kind of thing. But I don't like baklava
Okay. Well, I'll have your pieces of baklava then. Okay. If I'm not going to get the eclairs, at least I have to have some baklava from somewhere. That's my, okay.
Maybe you should try like something with dates, like because we have a lot of dates.
Yes.
It's like a cupcake with dates and caramel and bacon. So it's good. Maybe I will bring it with me.
Voila, cupcakes for the summer festival, Janita.
Okay.
Make our
Yes.
make a cupcake party out of it. Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, then Sarah can share a recipe for date cupcakes.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I'm just making notes. Okay, so
Mate.
the next question, while I write down, if fear had a color, what color would it be and why? So this question can either be your fear. What color would your fear be? Or all the fears? What color would all the fears be? And then tell me why. Why do you think it would be this color? And while you think of that, for the soccer phobia, I also have a few. I haven't answered any questions.
No.
One is dishophobia, the fear of washing dishes. The other one is foodophobia, maybe the fear of not having food. And then, well, for my son, I think it will also be Sarah's fear, the sweetophobia. He also has a very sweet tooth. The other thing that I was thinking about was something like a clothing phobia or a laundry phobia, the fear of having too much laundry to do.
Ah, well, I your dishophobia, that gave me an idea. I think I need to develop a red wine glass phobia
Yes.
because in the last couple of months, I went through a spate of breaking our red wine glasses until we literally did not have any red wine glasses left. And we were drinking our red wine out of white wine glasses, which, if you're a purist, is just like not acceptable. And then we had to buy some red wine glasses, but we used to have a particular brand, and they seemed to have stopped making them. I mean, we were searching far and wide for them, so we actually had to order new red wine glasses from Amazon. And the first box arrived, and two were broken out of the six. So we complained, and then today the second box came with six red wine glasses, all intact. Excuse me. And now I am terrified of breaking them. Seriously, yeah. To the point that I'm going to tell my wife we have to rehouse them somewhere else because where the old red wine glasses were, it wasn't that stable. Yeah. So I just foresee this basic discussion between herself and me saying, well, why do you want to put them there? Well, because I have this red wine glassophobia. Now then that'll be nice.
Glassophobia.
I look forward to that discussion. Not very much, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yes. Okay. I would also develop a fear with breaking glasses.
I mean,
But
no red wine glasses is just uncivilized, yeah.
well, you can also use a coffee mug. Nobody's going to know you are drinking wine.
Yeah, well, that's when the alcoholics drink it, isn't it?
It's just a suggestion. I do have different glasses.
Okay.
Okay. So, if fear had a color, what color would it be and why?
For me, it's orange. I don't know
Orange.
why. I have a thing with associating colors to things, and
Okay.
here's orange.
Orange.
Easy
No particular
question.
reason.
So, Yanka, do you like orange juice, and do you like eating oranges, or is that something you would shy away from?
I like oranges. Oranges are okay. The color orange, not such a fan. Yeah, but I love orange juice.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Orange kind of reminds me of a prison color,
Yeah,
a prison
exactly.
suit.
But I didn't want to ask, but it does sort of beg the question, Yanka, do you have any connection with the prison suit in
Actually,
orange?
I don't have any connection between the prison suit and the color orange, which.
But
No, there's no fun. I didn't even think about it because,
okay.
yeah, I watched, what was it? It was the American TV show from when,
Orange is the New Black.
yeah, that one. And that was the only time I saw orange as the prison color because normally in my country it's blue.
Okay.
So no associations there.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
What's this called? Orange is the New Black, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's about a woman's prison. So this one woman ends up in prison for something, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Me neither.
I watched maybe two episodes or three episodes and
It
then I
was
stopped.
too mainstream for me, I think. I
Yes.
don't know. Too mainstream. A woman's
At one
put.
time everyone was watching it and so I was like,
Yes.
okay, let's try this, but
So
I
it's
don't know.
okay. Well, that opened. Okay, shut up, Frank.
Okay. Sarah, can you think of a color that is associated to fear?
Well, yes, I think red. So when you just ask this question, it came to my mind, red. So I don't hate red, but I don't like it. But I hate it in things like furniture or curtains. Yes. Or even if like a teacher write in the board with red
I
pen.
always use
So I
red,
don't.
Sara.
You can wear it. You can eat it.
I always write with red on the board or on the
Yeah.
screen.
By the way, I don't have like an one piece of like this bright red. I don't wear it at all. But I just like it. Like if I'm a book at a room in a hotel. So if I saw like any of the furniture red, especially the curtain, I will not. I don't know. I feel it's like there's something. I don't like it. It's something I've hidden there. And also it feel like uncomfortable and clean. Yes.
Right.
And also
Now,
it's the color of dangerous. They always use
yes.
it. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the reasonable answer.
Okay. So Frank, since your wife is a hotel inspector, do you know why they use the color red in hotels? Are they trying to hide something?
We don't actually talk
Especially when
about.
it's like a small room. Why are you using red in a small room?
It's actually never come up. She's usually on about the restaurant and the quality of the meals, and she can never get anything local because everything's international cuisine. No. Anyway, I tend to avoid that subject because it just brings back horrible memories, yeah, because
Okay.
she has this incredible eye for detail. I can only recommend to any person, if you meet a hotel inspector and you want to start a relationship with that person, think again.
Wow.
Really.
I want to do that. I have an incredible eye for detail. I would love to do that.
Well, I mean, I went on an inspection with her when on a trip to the United Kingdom. And we went on a hotel inspection, and I just tagged along because I had nothing better to do. And we went to this hotel, and we went into the room, and she said, "Right, sit down and do not move." Okay, why? Because I have to inspect the room. And I mean, she took the room apart. I had to sit still for 90 minutes while she searched everything under the mattress, under the bed, behind everything. Yeah. And then we went for dinner. And of course, you can't, you come to these places anonymous. So you can't make notes. You can't show what your real job is there. And so, you know, you've got to stuff everything into your memory, or you go to the bathroom and you write some notes or make some notes on a phone or do somehow empty your brain. Anyway, so dinner came and went, and then you're sort of tired. It's been a long day, and she's also all you basically want to do is go to sleep. Oh no, I have to write my notes now. Yeah, so I'm sort of like, and she's there tapping away on her laptop and writing all these notes. And I kid you not, yeah. When she does these trips, she has to check into the hotel by about 4 o'clock, and she finishes when she does everything that she has to do. It can get up to 2 o'clock in the morning, and then she has to book a wake-up call. So at 6 o'clock, the alarm rings, and then she has to go through all the breakfast things and blah blah, and then, she may actually have to debrief the management. It depends on the contract. She has to set up a meeting, go to reception, pay, and then, you know, produce her credentials and say, "Okay, I'm here. Can I speak to your management team?" And then they go through it. Or she has to depart from the hotel and go to the next destination, which could be a different country. So she has to get to the airport on time. Hope that the flight isn't delayed. Fly to the next destination. Hope that her luggage accompanies her, and that the whole show continues again. Yeah, and if anybody's in the hotel industry, the stories you don't believe it. But basically, so she left. I brought her to a train station just across the border in Germany. And I was on the way back home when she called me. And when she calls me on a mobile phone, then it's serious. And she said to me, "My luggage has been stolen from the train."
Oh dear.
And she was flying to Tokyo. So she flew with her hand luggage, a change of clothes, all her laptop and documentation. She flew to Tokyo, and it took her 3 days to find the time to go to a store in Hiroshima to buy clothing. By which time, of course, the insurance company had said, "Yes, you've got £1,500," and somehow, yeah, she could buy it and was reimbursed later. But it took her, and she flew from Tokyo to South Korea, and it took her, I think, somewhere in South Korea. So she was in Tokyo for about 4 or 5 days, and somehow she managed to pack everything into her hand luggage. It was like
Wow.
bulging before she could actually find the time to buy a proper suitcase. This story has gone down in the archives of probably one of the worst hotel inspections that she ever done, because she was literally without. And of course, change of clothes, so that means you spend your, so you're doing the hotel inspection and going through all everything that has to be done, and then you've got to wash your clothes,
Yes.
because it was hot and sticky in Tokyo and in Japan at the time, and you can't just go to the next hotel smelling of sweat and everything. You want to try and be halfway presentable. So so you do not want to be a hotel inspector. I do not recommend the job for multiple reasons here.
One is for losing your luggage.
Lana's losing your luggage. So maybe she developed, she hates packing. So my wife has a packophobia. Yeah,
Yes.
she and I mean, she still travels a lot. She still travels shuttles back and forth between the UK and France. Yeah. And every time it's the same story. Yeah. I hate packing. Yeah. So she's got a packophobia. Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
definitely.
There you go.
Okay, so Frank, what is your if fear had a color, what color would it be and
Well,
why?
thank you for giving me all this time to think about it, but I can't get beyond black. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
And I will tell you, I will tell you why. It's not a pretty story. I had a heart attack 10 years ago, and I was like, not wasn't serious. It was relatively mild. I was lucky. And I was lying in intensive care. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had this vision. The two walls on my right and left side were brown. I couldn't see the back for obvious reasons, but in front of me was a black void. And I knew that if I went through that black void, it would be over. I would never come back. Yeah. So I suppose black and brown sort of are the images that stick with that. Yeah. So there you go.
Okay. I have a much light-hearted answer for my black
I'll
option.
edit this part out, shall I?
It's okay. So my son is afraid of the dark. He doesn't like the dark. So we don't live in a very big house, but he doesn't want to go to the bathroom alone if the lights are off, and he doesn't want to go to the fridge to get water if all the lights are off. So we either have to go with him or we give him a torch and then tell him, take the dog with you, because we are trying to teach him to get over this fear. But he's scared of the dark. He's afraid of the dark. So I think that is why I associate black with fear.
Yeah.
But
Do you have one
that
of these little night lights that you can stick into the plug into a socket in the wall?
we do have, but then he struggles to sleep. It has to be dark for him to sleep, but it also has to be, there has to be a light for him to walk around in the
No idea.
house. Yes. Okay. I want, there's another. Okay, let's do one last question. Do you think aliens have phobias too? And what might they be scared of? Can see Frank shaking while he's laughing.
This.
Okay. Do you
Of
th
course, of us human beings.
are they scared of us?
Yes.
Why?
They watching us? No. But they are watching because they feel insecure. So they think that we will do something.
Okay, so they're scared of us because they feel insecure.
You see
This.
what we did? All of this war, and also how we treat animals, and all of these things. I think we are the worst, not them.
Okay. So your answer kind of reminds me of your green coffee mug. So she said her green coffee mug, that was the object that she chose for our object session. And she
Okay.
said, yes, she said it has a hidden camera, so it watches you wherever you go and whatever you do.
Bye.
Oh.
Maybe he's with them.
And the coffee mug with the aliens.
Yes, bye.
Okay.
Okay, that's very interesting.
I will never look at a green coffee mug again now. I'll be afraid as long as I look at it. Is there a hidden camera in there? Thank you, Sarah.
Yes. I've so ever since our discussion and the with the coffee mug, I always look at the coffee mugs. What color is this mug? As long as it's not green and it doesn't have a hidden camera somewhere.
Which is probably why you should start drinking coffee out of glasses, because at least it's
Oh,
transparent. Yeah. Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
I
Fancy.
actually starting doing that. So I think I'm
Serious.
getting all the yes,
Seriously, sorry.
copying my dad.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, this reminds me of my great grandmother who had a phobia of drinking drinks from normal mugs, and she would always drink from the side where you have the handle because she would be afraid that they're not clean. So she
Wow.
would drink from the side where the handle is because nobody drinks it from that
But how
side.
difficult is that?
I don't know.
I'm going to try it tomorrow morning.
I never knew her. It's just my mom who always tells me a story. But yeah,
Unless
there
you.
are different strange phobias.
Yes. Okay. That's very interesting. I'm going to try to drink from the handle
Only
side.
when you're in like public, like you don't have to do it at home.
I'm going to try it at home
Okay. Fair enough. Fair
before
enough.
I do it in public.
I
Fair
ju I
enough.
just I just have visions of Janita and her husband going to a cafe,
Oh dear.
and then she starts drinking the coffee from the ha side of the handle. And is the reaction of your husband? What are you doing now? Aren't you strange enough?
He's just going to look at me and then shake his head. He won't even ask.
Wise man.
He knows. He knows.
Okay.
Okay. Then, Janka, what do you think? Do you think aliens have phobias too? And what might they be scared of?
I don't know. I don't know what they're like. Maybe they are scared of different diseases, viruses. I don't know. Maybe of people. I've never been an alien, so I can't really tell.
Okay. What about alien movies? Have you watched any alien movies or cartoons?
No, I'm not a big
Okay.
fan of this image of an alien, of this weird creature, green creature with big head, and I don't know what else. So, no, I prefer horror movies than alien movies.
Okay. Okay, that's fair enough. Frank, what do you think?
I think aliens have two fears.
Okay.
So first of all, aliens have a fear of the singer Sting because he created a song Aliens in New York. Yeah. So I think because he
Yes.
totally disrespects them. And the other one is, and the breeder community will know this, aliens have a fear of coffee spoons.
Yes.
Because they think that the coffee spoons, so a coffee spoon has disappeared in the breeder cafe, and the whole community is looking for it. And you thought that the spoon was stolen by the aliens, but that's, I think, been discounted because they have a fear of or a phobia of coffee spoons. Yeah. So
Okay.
the story has developed. It's not ending well.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we'll ever find the spoon.
Oh no. Read about it because the plot will twist and unfold on Friday in the swimming club. Yeah. But I do actually have a question because I honestly don't know what it is. What is a nomophobia?
Oh, the one at the bottom
Yes.
that you read
Well,
ahead. So can you guess what a nomophobia is? So this is something common in the modern world. Who wants to guess? A fear for what in the modern world?
I absolutely pass. I've never heard of this word before. You see, I'm actually learning something from you, Janita. Thank
That's great.
Fear of not remembering people's names. I don't know.
That's a good guess. That's a very good guess, but
Like a
no.
situation when everyone introduces themselves and then you're like, I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Well, that's
Well,
normal.
so I
Welcome.
think I heard about it before, but I'm not sure. It's something like for teenagers or not having internet or phones.
Very good.
Really? Right?
Yes.
It's something related to teenagers, not for us, but they have, and actually it's a serious condition. There's like
It's
a research about it.
yes. It's about
Yes.
cell phones.
A
It's
cell phone,
the
yes.
yes, the fear of being without a cell phone, a mobile phone. That is a nomophobia.
Like no mobile phone.
Like
Yeah,
no mobile, yes.
mobile cell phone.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen now, Janita, don't you?
Tell me.
You know what's going to happen. Monday afternoon, when Sarah posts her haiku words, she's going to
Nomophobia.
put that word in there.
No, she'll come up with some different words.
I'm not so sure.
Okay, so that is what it is, especially in teenagers, because they have this big fear of being without a cell phone and not being connected, and because they get addicted to their phones. So the fear of being without a cell phone, that's nomophobia, also something new.
I wonder where the word came from.
I think Janka is very close by saying no mobile. No phobia. I think that maybe.
Okay. Well, I'm surrounded by intelligent people. That's good.
We are just guessing. So I'm going to add, I think aliens, the phobias that aliens have is either cats and cow cats or cows, maybe both.
Oh, cats, I do understand, but cows, no.
The cats and cows, usually in the cartoons or in the pictures, the aliens
Cats
are
are
abducting.
scary.
No, cats are not scary.
If I were an alien and I would
ladies,
see
choose
you
your words with care.
Frank has four cats. Sarah has one cat. I used to have a cat long time ago. I like cats. It's Sarah's baby.
Not a
Sarah's
cat, it's my little
sorry,
sweet boy.
it's your
Yes,
little boy.
my
It's not a
Yes, it's
cat. Sorry, Sarah. It's not a cat. It's her little sweet boy.
Thank you.
Yes. But Janka, if you say they are scary, yes, maybe the aliens feel they are scary too because they have razor sharp claws, sharp teeth. They have their own rules and they do their own thing. So I think maybe that's why aliens fear them. And usually in the cartoons, they are either abducting a cat or a cow. So maybe they are taking them into their spaceships to experiment on them because they have fears for them. I don't know. That's just what I think.
Okay. I'm sure there'll be a question or a story coming out of this one.
Definitely.
What about, did you do the color? Oh,
The
no, no, you
color.
don't.
Oh no.
No,
I
you.
did the black. The
The
black.
black, that's right.
Yes, it was also the
Okay.
black. Yes. Okay. So I am going to end there. Stop with my screen if I can find the button now. There we go. Okay. So I hope you had a lot of fun, just like I did. And there's the reason I chose the Fruit Loopy questions. Sarah was afraid when I told her on Monday we are going to talk about phobias and fears. She said, "Oh, that sounds dark and mysterious." And Sarah
Yeah,
is
I
used.
thought that someone used it against us. That's why.
No, we will never use your fear or your phobia against you. I promise.
Good, because you're gonna let me travel, so that's good.
Yes, but you travel anyways. You found a way to work around your
Yes,
fear. Yes.
that's right.
But there's actually quite a lot of people who struggle with extreme fears, and they are really scared of silly things, because it influences their daily lives. And there's also some studies that they did about where this actually comes from, where the fear comes from. And one study shows that it can be genetic. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because my grandmother has a fear for heights, my mom has a fear for heights, and I have a fear for heights. So this whole study that they did, where it came from genetics, or it can follow in genetics, is actually there's proof of that. My husband has a fear for spiders. My son has a fear for spiders, but they do keep a pet spider. So I think the genetic part of it can be true in a sense that, well, in my family, we have a fear for heights, and my husband, it's a fear for spiders. But there's other examples as well where they say if a dog chased you, then you might have a fear for this dog or all dog kinds, depending on how extreme the fear was or the panic or the anxiety that you felt at that point. Social phobias develop because of bullying in schools. And that is why a lot of adults struggle with social phobias because it happened when they were a lot younger. So there's a lot of things that can influence this fear or this phobia. But there is quite a big difference between just being scared of something and then having the fear or the phobia, sorry, the phobia for something. Okay. Do you have any questions or anything that you would like to know?
How long have you got?
I still have a few minutes.
No.
Okay. Anyone else, Sarah? Any questions? Janka, any questions?
Can't think of any at the
Thank
moment.
you.
Okay. Very good.
But we need to admit that actually phobia, it's like a sub of fear, but fear is not necessary to be so. Because we have a fear of a lot of things, but it's natural to have fear of this thing.
Yes.
So it's not like and so if you have a fear of getting hurt, this is fine.
Yes.
So, but necessary it's a phobia. So it's like an it's like it's part of our nature. But phobia, it's basically starting up fear, but an extreme way.
Yes. Yes. So the phobia is a lot more extreme. For example, when I see a snake, I'm going to be a little scared. And then I'm going to stop and think how I'm going to take care of the snake. Who am I going to call? Am I going to run away? How to get the dogs away? How to get my son away? And this fear, in a sense, helps to protect you. Where if it's a phobia, you will completely freeze and you'll go into a state of panic because some people will, they won't be able to move. That is how extreme the fear is.
Or even the opposite, because I'm saying that because I saw like and last month there is like an influencer, I don't know from which country, but she don't know that she had like had this fear of heights. So she, I don't what I know what to call it, but when in the ocean, so they will fly in a chair and they tie them very tight. So she gets like this condition and she was unconscious, so she by fear opening everything and then jumped to ocean and she died in there. And because she get this condition and she don't know how to think and how to react of this. So she's not
Yes.
freezing. I wish she's freezing. No, she did the
Is
opposite. And
she
unfortunately she died. Yes.
unconscious?
Yes.
Okay.
She opened everything and jumped.
That's scary.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
But it can happen. It is possible. It just depends on your fear. And if she didn't know she had the fear, did she go paragliding?
Oh, what is it?
Paragliding. So where you have a parachute tied to a boat and then the boat.
Yes, but she don't, I think, have a parachute at that moment. So she just jumped in the ocean. And it and she not knowing that the distance is very far away, so she thought she can swim, but she's not. She died in there because it's very far away.
Oh dear.
Oh
But
dear, yeah.
yes. But the boat was supposed to go back for her. If she jumped.
Because the chair, like it's a flying chair, she sat alone, no one with her. Sometimes there is like someone expert sitting with you, but she's not having that. But so she's not, even if she scream, no one ha will hear her, heard
Yes,
about
because she's
her scream.
high up.
Yes, so she's open.
Oh, wow.
All these like belts, they secure her with this kind of belts, like three or four. She opened it all, and she actually filming herself because she's an influencer and she have her phone all the time. She wants to share this experience, but it goes all wrong.
Okay.
Not good.
No, that's
Yeah,
not good.
not good.
not at all.
Yes. Okay. I can't think of anything Fruit Loopy to add.
No.
No. Okay. So, Frank, now I'm going to put you in the spot.
Well, tell me,
You
yes.
have the last word.
Oh, I have the last word.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Janita, thank you very much for a fascinating hour. I have to confess, actually learn something, nomophobia. I did not know that. Also forcing us to look at things from a different perspective. So, not what color is fear, but if fear had a color. So again, these Fruit Loopy questions, which really, really make you think, and that's what I appreciate about what you do. It's not a run of the mill, let's go through it. You are really forced to think, yeah. Which
Yes.
for non-native speakers is actually quite difficult because they think in their own native language. Then they somehow have to translate that into English, and then they have to say it. It's quite a challenging exercise, and you are very, very good at it.
Thank you.
Sarah, lovely to meet you. I look forward to your next set of words on the haiku, Japanese tea garden. tea house, sorry, a Japanese tea house on the breeder community site. You're doing really, really well on that front. So, Sarah, thank you for your efforts there. Janka, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having invited me.
I hope you enjoyed it. It was the first of so we have a lot more of these coming out in various shapes and sizes and forms during the we've got the program for July almost under wraps, and there will be lots of different topics, serious and funny topics, different times. So think about it. We will see each other on Sunday. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you, everybody, for your time at this. Sarah, 10:15 in Saudi Arabia now. So thank you for your time in this stage of the day. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, so I am getting a little tired.
Very tired.
Fruit Loop, I'll see you tomorrow at some point, latest 11 o'clock, no, 11:30 for our lunch with Janita and Frank.
Yes.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bonsoir, bon weekend. We have something in Slovak. Can we have something in Slovak, please, Janka? Good night and have a nice weekend in Slovak.
Pekný večer a majte krásny weekend.
Wow.
Weekend is a free English word. Do you not have a Slovak word for weekend?
We don't.
My goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
How uncivilized. Sarah, in Arabic?
Okay. أسبوع عطلة نهاية أسبوع سعيدة إن شاء الله واستمتعوا بباقي اليوم. So I said
I know إن شاء الله. That's all I know.
yes, I hope to have like a lovely weekend and enjoy the rest of that day.
Okay, and
then
the last...
I know how to say thank you. Tamam shukran.
Shukran, yes, shukran.
Shukran.
Okay.
And tamam is okay.
Yeah, like that's okay. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see a little more. If we stay here or not, we'll start speaking Arabic. And finally, in Afrikaans, Janita.
Baie dankie vir almal wat ons let me think of my question, my sentence. baie dankie dat julle deel was van ons ontmoeting vanaand. Julle moet 'n baie lekker naweek hê en dan sien ons julle volgende keer.
Wow, I understood most of that. Okay.
Close to German.
It is close to German, yeah, Dutch. Okay,
yes.
I'm going to switch off the record button and